In Numbers chapter 4, you read here again about these poles that were to be used, for example, verse 11 on the golden altar. All these parts of the tabernacle could be transported with poles because God was a God on the move. He didn't actually want a physical permanent dwelling. Well, when you look at this word pole in Hebrew, you see that it's the word for strength. And yet, what were these poles made out of? They were made out of the acacia wood. You can read that in Exodus 27. And they were covered with the gold and silver and bronze, etc., that had been taken out of Egypt. Well, acacia wood, this is repeatedly spoken of throughout all the legislation about how to build these various parts of the tabernacle. And acacia, it's the same word translated thorn or thorn bush. That's all it was. It refers to the common thorn bushes that were found in the sort of scrubland that they were passing through in the desert on their wilderness journey. Now, thorns were part of the curse in Eden. And to make anything out of thorn tree, thorn bush, wood, if you can call it wood, was very difficult. It would have been very brittle, very difficult to work with, very fragile, very weak. And yet it was from out of this most difficult material that God constructed the tabernacle where his glory was to dwell. Now, of course, you can see how that speaks exactly about us. We are sinners. We are labouring under the effects of the curse. We are the thorn trees, and yet God has used us. And it's very difficult for him to work with us, to put us all together. We don't like working with each other. We don't have any strength inherent in ourselves. Now, God could have constructed the whole tabernacle in a whole variety of ways. He could have arranged it so that, for some reason, they took a load of good, strong planks of wood with them out of Egypt. He could have decided to make it some other way. But he doesn't. He chose to use this very common kind of material. And, of course, we look at ourselves and we think, but how could I be of any use to God? How could I be used? Well, this is the lesson of the thorn tree. And you get something similar in Ezekiel 15, where we're told about the vine tree. And God says, would you use a branch of a vine tree to hang anything important on? No, you wouldn't. Much less when that vine branch has been burnt and is just charred and useless. But that's you after the Babylonian invasion, and yet I will use you. It's like, again, the valley of dry bones. Can these dry bones live? No, they can't. Yes, they can. The Spirit of God came into them and revived them. So God's choice is surprising, that he would choose to use acacia wood or thorn bush wood for his amazing work. And so I think this is one of the biggest challenges to our faith, that God would use me. So I urge you to pray that God will use you, that God will give you meetings with somebody whom you could help to understand the gospel, that you would pop the question to somebody, why don't you accept Jesus and be baptized? And that somebody will say, ah, yes. You know, we who are so dysfunctional, we who are so weak, we who are just the common stuff and nothing very special, his choice of us is as surprising, in a sense, as his decision to use this thorn bush wood called acacia here. Now, we've also got to emphasize that if it's surprising that God would use you, well, don't be surprised, therefore, that he has used others and he uses others next to you who are likewise weak and brittle and cranky and difficult to work with. So often people walk out of churches, church life, saying, oh, they're all a bunch of cranks. Sure, they're a bunch of cranks. They're really difficult people. The people that you could meet down a pub would be, more easygoing fellas than them. They're difficult and cranky. Absolutely right. And so are you. And God chooses this kind of person. This is the hallmark of his work. He chose Israel, the most difficult, as it were, of the peoples, the acacia wood, the thorn bush. And as I say, acacia is really the wrong word. There weren't beautiful acacia trees growing there in the desert where they could just cut them down and use them. It was the thorn bush. And as I say, the word is translated elsewhere, thorns. And these were used for, we've read here, the poles. And I said that the pole means strength. It is out of such weakness that we are made strong, and that with God's casing over us, with God's blessing of us, with God's usage of us, we are turned into something beautiful. It's like the whole idea of creation, new creation, of people to serve God. That darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the whole earth was without any form. It was empty and without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And then God speaks, and through his word, because creation was achieved through a word, that randomness, that complete void and emptiness was turned into something beautiful. And the same power is unleashed in the new creation.